Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, I was thinking about running around the bases backwards. That would be totally sweet if the Astros homer tonight.
They will throw a pitch at you.
Yes. So what?
When you round second.
Well, they're going to throw a pitch. They're going to throw a pitch at you anyway.
What if they immediately just... when the Astros do that, and they immediately go to the pen, and here comes that fat fastball pitcher.
Gratterall.
I wouldn't.
Damn it.
I wouldn't moonwalk. I just go, where's Joe? As I just, and everyone's going to hear me because there's no one in the building.
Yeah, right.
Just, hey, where's Joe? That's what I would do after every home run. I would scream that running around the bases.
It would be nice if they actually hit home runs, but we'll see. We'll see. Carlos Correa.
Oh, he hit
home
run.
Carlos Correa's real season doing? Any better than a simulator?
Yeah, it's coming around.
Oh, is it? He's 412. He's hitting 412.
He bombed one out yesterday.
Yeah. How's he doing?
By the way, you see more people, more cardboard cutouts are showing up in right center field.
Yeah. Well, that's all you got to do is spend $100. $100.
They're starting to pop. Yeah, but if you don't show up on TV.
Yeah. Well, you're just supporting your team and the Astros Foundation. The money's going to the Astros Foundation.
Which
does wonderful charitable
Daryl
work.
Daryl Morey, did you know that Daryl Morey has season tickets to the Mets now? His daughter, who goes to NYU film school, no, maybe his wife did this. I'm not sure, but they've got the four of them in Mets gear in cardboard cutouts for the Mets. I don't know if he grew up a Mets fan or if this is because his daughter goes to film school in New York. I don't know. I don't know what I didn't know what the Mets connection was.
We'll have to ask him.
But he shared a photo of that where he has, like, somebody, either his wife or daughter, got them all, quote-unquote, season tickets. They got four cardboard cutouts to support the Mets, which, that's not a problem. Now, if it had been Yankees, that's a problem. Mets, that's fine. Do the Mets.
Who cares?
No, do the Knicks. Put cardboard cutouts in the Knicks. No one cares.
No. Yeah, that's like... I mean, that's like, no, it's so non-offensive, right? You're not for Trump. You're not for Biden. You're like, who can I vote for? I don't know. Ross Perot.
The Libertarian.
Yeah. How about Ross Perot? Is he dead? I don't know. But no one's offended by that. And that's what the Mets are. No one's offended by Daryl Morey being a Mets fan. Who cares?
And Ross Perot is.
And I don't know if he is.
He died last July.
Oh. Fernando Rodney, how about him throwing at people?
So the Astros went and signed.
You think he won't?
Well, this is what was interesting to me. Yeah, he will. But what's interesting? So you want to know how the Astros bullpen is potentially positioned?
I want to know when Jax is coming with my wings.
9:30.
Because what is it? What is today? National Day.
National Wing Day.
And where do you get great wings? Jax.
The snacks.
What about fries?
Officially, we'll see. I know. The quality of their wings for you hinges on if they bring you some free fries. We know that your opinion only, your Yelp review 100% depends on if the fries show up on
side, side order.
Oh, really? This from the guy?
They travel great.
This from the guy who always votes Daryl Morey the number one general manager because he got a MVP trophy, a co-MVP trophy from him.
He acknowledged how good my game was.
Mm.
I was actually working hard back then.
Or did you whine about it? Go, not Raheel again. And Daryl's, okay, Lance, here.
Yeah. Take here, Lance. We'll give you one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 27-year-old Raheel was the best player on the court then, but I did pretty good
that
day.
Did you? He was probably actually younger than that, 11 years ago.
I had to rebound, guard Bigman. Now, the unsung hero was Nuno, who had to guard Calvin Murphy, and Calvin Murphy wasn't for that bleep.
No, that was in the I thought you guys played the media, then you played a Rockets team. Was Calvin on the Rockets team?
No. He was Calvin was on the ESPN 97.5 team.
Okay. Back when we were different.
Yeah, 1560 played ESPN 97.5, and Calvin Murphy had a show.
Calvin Murphy was on that team?
Yeah, we had to play against Calvin Murphy.
Who won?
And David Nuno had to check him. And you know Nuno's a red ass. Yeah. And he and Murph were like, I'm like, David, bro.
Don't. Please. Not Calvin Murphy.
I've seen Calvin Murphy beat up seven-footers.
Yeah.
Do not. He's got right now, he's got grown man strength.
Yeah.
They said, John Harris said he put a brace in his back, a forearm brace. And he's like, dude, I couldn't move. Like, I was immobilized. Calvin Murphy was the strongest human I've ever seen. Calvin Murphy, no one wanted it with Calvin Murphy. But, yeah, we played. The Rocket team had Sean Respert. We were playing against former Big Ten player of the year or whatever, Sean Respert from Michigan State. There were two former college players. There was Daryl Morey, and then I think B.J. Johnson. Brent Johnson, B.J. Johnson, whatever. We call him B.J. He's still with the squad, by the way. I think he played. I mean, no one could beat them. That team couldn't win it.
Joel?
They were getting beat. I think Joel was on that team.
No?
Might have been. I'll ask around. But like I said,
you can just ask Joel. He's here right after.
Ask around.
Well, yeah. I mean, ask you know, when he gets here. I won't be here when he gets
here. You leave your mic condom on.
This is just a mic thing. But no, Sean Respert. We were like, oh, Sean Respert's hitting from 30. We even talked about, he should just tank this game. Why are we using our energy on a game that doesn't matter? We're trying to win the media contest. We're not trying to beat Sean Respert. That's not going to work.
That's not how an MVP leads a team.
No.
What are you talking about?
That's 1, 2, 3, Cancun. Smart.
Some MVP you are.
Yeah. I was being smart.
No, save our energy. Let's not try to win this game.
Hey, you got to save energy on the, like, James has won MVP, and he saves some energy sometime on the
Will Fernando side. Rodney hit anybody tonight?
No.
He won't be. Is he active tonight?
He probably. Why not?
Fernando Rodney won't
pitch. Why wouldn't he be?
Well, he might. But
he's making his major league debut
tonight. We're burying the lead here. He's got signed from the Skeeters.
Yeah.
The Skeeters acted as a minor league system for the Astros.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of a big deal. It's an independent league.
Don't think that they're not in discussions with that's a real possibility.
Oh, no, 100%. These are A and double A players, and if you're a veteran who's looking to go to a major league team, you can get on one of four teams where there are guys with major league experience. This is going to be the hub. I think you are going to see other former major leaguers who say, hey, y'all mind if I pop in and play with the Sloths? Because there's some, like, Sloth. Yeah. There's a team called the Sloths.
Well, this is the only play. Yeah. No. All these guys are trying to play their way into major league, into that, maybe not, and into the 40-man or the extra guys that they've got.
Roster. They're going to hit rosters of major league teams. And right now, the Astros can sit and pluck guys from who are actually getting innings.
Well, anybody can pluck them.
Well, I know, but the Astros are here.
Well, like,
Astros have the advantage of just being able to pull
up. You know, it won't be long before the Skeeters are actually the AAA team for the Astros.
Well, this is going to be a game changer because they have A and AA players. Like, we're not joking around when we tell you that.
Joel said he did not play in the tournament.
No, yeah, he didn't play. I didn't think he did.
No.
I didn't think he did.
Nobody said you did.
But it was Respert and BJ, and there was one other guy Joel might know who played college ball. But anyway, the Skeeters, we tell you this in the commercials, but it's real life. Like, the Skeeters, it's the Constellation Field League.
Is this a commercial?
No, this is real life. It's Constellation Field League, who has four teams. They're managed by former major leaguers, including Roger Clemens, Greg Swindell.
Roger's going to be on the show this week.
Yeah, major league pitching coach Dave Island, who was with the Royals in 15. And it's used to be comprised of independent ball player. And some of those guys had major league experience. You know, there were guys that you would recognize the name here or there. Well, now it's A and double A players because they've been released. So many have been released from organization that they all went. The A and double A players are right here in Houston. There's four different teams. You got veterans like Fernando Rodney who pop up in there. Guess what? This is going to turn into a farm system. This is a huge boon for the Skeeters. Not only can you go watch these games with legitimate, they got 13 first round players who are there. You don't think some of these guys are going to pop up?
It's good baseball. Joel says, no, the really fake news is giving the most valuable player trophy to a guy that came off the bench. Most valuable pedestrian was the award.
Damn.
Except this pedestrian can't walk.
which hurts your ability to be a pedestrian.
It's being most valuable but pedestrian.
Did Joel send
Ask
that text?
Ask if I can play.
Did Joel? Why is Joel in here? Did Joel just dab on you after that text?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he went.
Joel wasn't even there, I don't think.
No, Joel wasn't there, but he called dabbed you on you.
A bench player.
Let me know. Let me know if. Let me know what Raheel says.
What do you mean?
No. We'll give y'all the real.
Why would we talk to Raheel? Yeah, he's no longer with us.
Well, y'all seem to be. I seem to be such a huge concern for you guys.
I see Raheel.
Check in with the source.
I see Raheel not calling to defend you.
Check in with the source.
Where's Raheel's call?
Where's Raheel to defend you?
Yeah.
Because Raheel must not be listening. He's smart. He's always listening.
He listens quite a bit.
He's smart. Don't listen.
814 ESPN 97.5.
Is that the new slug line?
Most valuable pedestrian. That's what Joel called
you.
Ooh, there's a little war brewing here.
Maybe
all right, guess what? Guess what's staying on the microphone today?
Oh, he's used to that. He's used to that. That's not a threat.
Hey, see y'all later.
Uh-oh, he's leaving rings now.
Leave coffee rings now.
Joel's like, and? That's my entire life. That ain't new.
814.
We'll be taking this up.
ESPN 97.5.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
We are here for you. La, 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 la.
She filled my mind up with ideas. I'm the highest in the room.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
817 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. If you'd like to refute Lance's claims of athleticism.
I think there's a lot of people who are like, wanted to hear Astros today.
Well,
you guys are staying on this a long time.
They heard it for 45 minutes.
Well, yeah.
Well, not if they just tuned in, they're not.
No, because you had to go get the trophy.
If they just got in the car at 8 o'clock, they're like, what about the Astros?
What forced you to go get that trophy?
Because y'all got reckless.
Well, you still haven't proven us to be
all
reckless.
All that reckless eyeballing.
That doesn't say your name on it. It's just a trophy for a winner. That doesn't mean it went to you.
Anyone's name on it.
But it doesn't say MVP.
It's
the championship trophy.
Yeah, I know.
So, and? What does that say to you, about you?
What are you talking about?
So,
I want championships. Same way LeBron had to glom on for Ray Allen for a championship.
Oh, boy.
Ray Allen hitting shots that are winning championships and like keeping people alive.
LeBron won the MVP of that finals, by the way. You can't say the same.
Yeah, I did. I won the MVP of the 2010 finals.
So, okay, so here is the percentage of money bet on each team to win the NBA. Well, okay. First,
from where?
NBA final odds. Who do you think?
What is this from?
Sportsbetting.ag.
All right.
Final odds percentage of money wagers. NBA finals. Odds percentage. Who do you think most people are betting on?
Lakers.
Yep. 30.1%. Who is next?
Clippers.
Yep. 19.2.
I didn't see this, but the public's coming with the LA teams, and then third will be Milwaukee.
Yeah, 16.6. Where do you think the Rockets are?
I think they're going to be fifth.
Tied for fourth with the Celtics at 6.3%.
Okay.
I don't see any way that this team is going to win it. I just don't. I got to get a pizza. I got to get a championship trophy from Daryl. Otherwise, I'm not. I can't get behind this team winning the title.
If Eric Gordon isn't playing, they have no chance.
Yeah, right. Well, he's out 2 weeks. So.
They have zero chance. They need a third scorer and a third ball handler. Well, I know he's out 2 weeks now.
Right.
Which is also going to be some seeding games. Right?
Yeah. Wow. How many Jazz and Pelican players will kneel during the anthem? What's over under?
20?
5.5.
Has something happened?
Over. No. And they said they're going to...
No, why are they coming with that
number? And they're going to be unified. Apparently, they are going to be together for the anthem, not separated. They're coming together, and in a show of unity, the two teams are going to come together. And 5.5 over.
Wait. Yeah.
Wow.
Open an account.
How many Clippers and Lakers players will kneel during the anthem? That one's 7.5.
Unless there is a different thing, like holding that black, the Major League Baseball did, like the sheet or the curtain or whatever it was. What if they do something like that?
Well, but that's not during the anthem. I think they're...
you remember Major League Baseball did not...
Remember, NBA never didn't.
Also remember this, Major League Baseball, the Astros, they all, not everyone kneeled. There were some people who didn't kneel when they were doing the, when they were holding the black thing.
Right.
There was like three Astros who didn't. But Seattle did. But National Anthem, everyone stood. There's a difference.
Yeah, right.
That's tricky part.
Not the Dodgers. There were guys that were kneeling.
Well, this is the tricky part.
Mookie Betts included.
Are you going to have something that's separate in the National Anthem you stand? Maybe that's what they're thinking.
Well, because here's the thing is that basketball did not kneel. No one knelt. No one knelt when Kaepernick was going through that.
Yeah, but now's a different.
Now's different. Yeah. I'm going over on over 5.5.
Is there odds on it? Like, is it over minus 160?
I don't know. It just says over and under 5.5. How many times will LeBron say Brianna in a post-game interview? Over, under, 1.5.
I'm going to go under. I think he'll say at 1.
Will Donald Trump tweet about the National Anthem protest on 7/30/20?
Oh, yes is what, minus 2,000?
Yes is plus 400.
That's easy money.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
Of course he'll tweet about it.
Hold on, man. Somebody needs to take their money.
That is what? That is crazy. It should be minus 2,000.
What's the date on 7 what on 7:30?
7:30. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. I just want to make sure they're not trying to trick us with the
Definitely going to tweet.
He's 100% going to tweet. Are you sure those are the right odds?
Well, here's the problem though. If these teams don't kneel, then he won't.
Okay, well, do you think he
Or he might well if he tweets, "Hey, much respect to the NBA for not kneeling during our national anthem."
No.
Is that tweeting about the national anthem protest?
I don't know.
No, if they don't kneel, Donald Trump, I think he'll give him props. NFL, he'll say something about the NFL needs to learn from this.
Props.
Man.
See, I don't even know.
These are crazy props. 5.5 plus 400 on
See,
Donald
where
Trump.
Where do you find them? I can't find them under
I
NBA.
I got an email from Josh Barton.
Yeah, I know, but I can't find them under NBA at their website.
At sportsbetting.ag?
Yeah, like it has team totals.
Oh, there's got to be props somewhere in there. Let's get Jesse in here. He wants to talk about his Rockets. What do you say, Jesse?
I just wanted to bring up a fact about Mike D'Antoni. I'm sure everybody wants to talk about the Astros and Dodgers this morning, but I got something I got to vent about a little bit. I see the same mistake happening with the Rockets right now. I hope not, but this season, as in the past, Mike D'Antoni had Steve Nash, he had Amari Stoudemire, he had Steve Marion, and yeah, those guys had a little bit more hype than the Rockets have right now, but they were he was heavily criticized for playing small ball because they didn't have a legitimate center, and D'Antoni told everybody, no, I'm telling you, this small ball, it's going to work. And that was a basketball team, by all means, should have won the championship this year. And I just see it repeating all over. I think we're wasting the talent we have right now without a legitimate center.
Hmm. You know what? You're not alone. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a believer in this. I'm not. Is this sustainable, especially over a 7-game series?
Well, I mean, look, we've seen it with the – let's act like Spall – the Golden State Warriors had a small ball lineup that they used extensively. So it has worked. I mean, they had a rim protector, but they are one of the most elite shooting teams that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
They had two of the greatest shooters we've ever seen on that team. One guy that the Rockets, one of their top guys, we all pray he doesn't ever shoot from three. In your small ball. Small ball is meant to make the team make adjustments, and if they don't make adjustments and match your small lineup, you're going to bury them from three. But the Rockets can't say that. Now, they do have an explosive player in Russell Westbrook. So if you have a big that gets matched up on him off of, you know, the high screen and roll, they're typically in trouble. But I don't know. I mean, for me, the small ball stuff really just boils down to, can you block out, can you defend, and can you keep teams from getting second shots? And if you can't, then you're going to lose. If you can't keep teams off the offensive boards at a reasonable rate relative to the advantages you gain from having a smaller lineup, then it's a losing proposition. But Mike D'Antoni is – I'll give Mike D'Antoni credit. Once you no longer have Clint Capela, who's your big? Clint Capela's not here anymore. Well, who are they supposed to start? Who's the center?
They don't have one. Didn't they get rid of Hartenstein?
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's Tyson Chandler, but we know his
deal. Limited minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a coach now.
I don't know. But he's the one big guy remaining. And Bruno, who's like more of a stretch guy anyway.
When he's not breaking curfew.
Yeah, well, shout out to Bruno for that.
Did he go to Magic City?
Not everyone goes to Magic City.
Everyone should. It's National Wing Day.
I'm sure if you want to be quarantined for 10
everyone
days.
Should go to Jack's.
Well, we'll
if
see.
If they bring fries.
Yeah, we know. It's always contingent on the fries. The Rockets decided we're going to play our most talented players, and Clint Capela limited us when it came to using Russell Westbrook. I don't know why they couldn't figure that out. It just didn't work. So they moved their most talented big man out the door. This team, big, small, whatever, they're not good enough. D'Antoni scheme or not, they're just not good enough to win. That's fine. And they know that. So that's why they're trying to do this, because they feel like it's their best possible way of maybe achieving what they want. But the Rockets simply aren't good enough.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. You got thoughts? Whatever. Astros? How about somebody call in about the Astros? How about somebody call in and defend our team? I don't know if you know this, but they're under attack, under Joe Kelly attack right now, and ESPN attack.
We'll hear from Dusty Baker again. We'll first hear what he said that made it on the broadcast, and then we'll hear why he got fired up after the what got him so fired up about Joe Kelly in his postgame comments. We'll check in with that as well, because you can – there's a right and wrong way to attack the Astros if you're going to come after them for the cheating stuff. And it's like baseball people realize, okay, this is going to happen. But if you get reckless with it and you start to go outside the lines of what's acceptable, the Astros are just not going to put up with it. They're not that team to just sit there and let you take liberties. It's just not going to happen.
All right,
and Dusty Baker's definitely not the manager for that.
No, he ain't doing that. 828 ESPN
97.5. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:30 ESPN 97.5.
Somebody on text line just brought up the fact the Astros, the umpires gave him two runs on bad balls, which I didn't think the umpiring was a huge problem yesterday in the strike zone. I mean, actually, if you want to know the truth, I thought they got some calls over the weekend against Seattle. Yeah, but
that's a different crew.
But this guy brought up – yeah, it's a different crew. But this guy brought up – this guy on the text line or girl, whoever, brought up, well, but they also got a run on a bad throw by Alex Bregman.
Baloney. Bregman,
he had a fat one-hopper that bounced right up to Machete.
How is that an error on Bregman?
It's not. Machete
just – yes, it
just
was.
They
called it an error
on
Bregman.
That's a terrible call.
Yeah.
The ball was in his glove, and it just squirted out.
Why? Because he one-hopped it.
It was a fat one-hop. It wasn't a short hop.
It was a perfect one-hop.
It was not a short hop.
It was waist high.
It was a bounding one-hop that's easy to catch, and somehow the master of defense, who had a million pass balls against the Red Sox 2 years ago – and then yesterday just dropped one. That cost him a run. It wasn't a great throw by Bregman, who was running right.
It was a fine throw. It was waist high, and he caught it before he got there, and he dropped it.
It wasn't a plus throw. It was an out, though.
It was
good enough. Was it good enough to get an out?
Is a ball right at your waist not a good throw? I don't give a rat's ass that it bounced once. So what?
Right. It was an easy catch, and he dropped it.
That's on Machete.
That was on Machete.
The official scorer made that a Bregman error is stupid. That's stupid. That was a Machete error. He's got to catch that ball. It was right at his waist. You're a major leaguer. You're a major league catcher.
MVP does not stand for most valuable purse snatch catcher. That's not.
Well, you weren't you?
I don't, I'm not checking the text line anymore.
Okay, anymore. Weren't you though?
I'm pretty sure you can't trust anyone Machete. Who wagers their kids.
We got
in
Gary
Jesus.
Sanchez now behind the plate. Good Lord, oh, catch that ball!
Seriously, though,
catch that ball. Seriously. That's a run in a big game.
Here, let's listen to. We talked about this, and we come back. We let you hear. So, Dusty Baker, Joe Kelly, who already had thrown a reckless 3-0 pitch, literally behind the neck, at 96 miles an hour, behind the neck of Alex Bregman. Bregman took his base, didn't say anything, although the Astros clearly were not happy with that pitch, because that's kind of outside the lines of what's you know acceptable in baseball, because you start dealing with people's overall health. Even though I know trash cans ruin people's careers or whatever y'all want to cry about and bitch and cry about with your fake outrage. But once he started chirping at Brantley, because Brantley stepped on a bag and his foot when he had his foot somewhere where it wasn't supposed to be in front of first base when he was covering first base on a ground ball, that's when Dusty Baker basically told him to get back on the mound.
Well, how did he say it?
Get on the mound, little.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
So in empty stadiums, we pick up some things that we don't normally pick up.
Get back on the mound, little bleeper.
Little bleeper.
And then here's Dusty Baker. Let's listen to what Dusty said when he was asked about the confrontation. Because then there was, after Joe Kelly started trying to do his little mealy mouth stuff with Carlos Correa, that started a little bit of a dust up after the inning was over. Here's what Dusty Baker says really precipitated all that.
Balls get away sometime, you know, but not that many in the big leagues. And, you know, when you throw a 3-0 fastball over a guy's head, I mean, now you're flirting with his, you know, ending his career. Then a couple other guys' balls are close. And then, you know, what really enraged everybody is when, you know, he told Carlos, I mean, he struck him out. And he told him, nice swing, and see, what are you supposed to do then? And then what upset me is that the umpires warned us, you know, why don't you warn him? You know, he's the one throwing a ball, and, you know, he's the one that started this mess in the first place.
So the Astros got warned for a pitch that Joe Kelly threw that upset them. And
oh, this is the same crew that was here for four games against Seattle?
Oh, is it?
I didn't notice that.
So they must be going to do that.
They're probably doing that a lot.
Just for
staying for a series as opposed to moving series.
Didn't we hear, was it confirmed that they're going to get on the plane. Traveling with the team? So maybe
that's right.
This isn't a bad crew. We haven't had much issue. Thank God we didn't get like Angel Hernandez or Joe West every game.
Oh, no, I thought the Astros were getting some really favorable calls during the series.
This is going to be the team, the group. Now, they're going to travel with them. Does that necessarily mean they're going to follow the Astros all over? I didn't hear that. I didn't know that.
Well, not all over, but I heard. Didn't we hear that umpires would be flying?
On the charter.
So if you're trying to limit it. Flights, why wouldn't you fly out?
But you can't have one group with a team long term.
I don't know. The same umpire crew the whole season?
No, you can't have that.
You get Angel Hernandez's crew?
Then you're effed.
Yeah.
Doesn't like you, you are. Well, really, if you like good calls.
That was the Yankees Nationals got him, right?
Didn't
the Nationals might get Angel Hernandez the whole year?
I don't know if that's the case.
Didn't Angel try to use either ageism or racism to try to protect himself?
Yeah. No, he sued Major League Baseball because he didn't get postseason games because he's a Hispanic.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not because he sucks
at
his job.
He universally despises the worst in baseball.
Yeah.
Oh.
The worst official in any sport.
Hispanic.
Yeah.
See, I was wondering, I kept saying, you know what I was saying every time I was watching World Series games and postseason games, I said, this game could use more Angel Hernandez. This does not have enough Angel Hernandez in this game. Mm. What's with these smooth innings being played out without multiple arguments and bitter umpires with rabbit ears? I don't see that. Why don't we get a little more Angel Hernandez going?
Right.
If Alex Bregman got in a fight, he would definitely poke out eyeballs. Yeah, he's a dirty fight. I just have no.
No, I'm sure.
I think Alex is going to, if he gets into a scrap, he's going to give you something you don't like. What teams are mad about is the Astros players and coaches ran their mouth before everything came out. Other teams didn't run their mouth. What? Other teams didn't run their mouth? I tell you this much. You might want to get something called the internet. Good day, sir.
Well, other teams haven't been.
What did the Astros run their mouths? They didn't say a damn thing is what they didn't do. And everyone's like, you got to apologize. The Astros weren't running their mouths before. They were given strict edicts not to talk. Yeah, can y'all tell me when the Astros ran their mouth before any of this came out?
It wasn't running their mouths. It was people felt a lack of contrition.
Yes.
But other teams weren't set aside and said, you guys are cheaters like the Astros were. So no, the other teams didn't have, quote-unquote, a chance to run their mouths about anything because they weren't accused of anything, really. And the Red Sox got something slight. So I don't know how that makes any sense at all, what you read.
Yeah, no, that's – that – stop. No, that's stupid. Just can we stop with this whole thing? Can we please stop with this whole thing? 838 ESPN 97.5. All right, I got a question for you.
No, Joe. Somebody said Eric Gordon. They heard he was chasing a purse snatcher. Fell well, and got hurt. That's not.
No,
true.
We actually have video evidence.
We saw him do it on the court. Unfortunately, there was no video cameras in Mobile mounted that could catch what I was when I was being heroic.
Did you catch the purse snatcher?
You, no.
I did, and then when I fell, it like slowly, like he pulled away. Out of
so
my
you
grasp.
Didn't even.
But you got the purse, though.
No, he didn't even do that.
You think I think I did. Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Either you did, you would remember.
It's a blur. I also had a concussion.
Wouldn't you remember this?
The guy with him hit me with a skateboard in the head. One of those skateboard.
Wait,
punks
it was
that we see.
It was an 8-year old
that we see on social media hitting people in the face with skateboards. Mm. That's what happened to me.
How come this is just coming out?
Yeah,
now?
This is
I'm
different.
I don't want to talk about it. That's you
this
know what
is
I should have.
Jussie,
I should have made the. I should have just made the
Jussie Zerline.
I should have made the collar. I should have got the collar, and I didn't. So I'm not. Oh yeah, okay. I got
but
hit in the head
wait
with
a minute.
Skateboard.
You should have made the collar, but you didn't. So you're not going to make a skateboard, but you will call yourself a hero for not making the collar.
No, the effort. People have said it's a heroic effort.
Which people?
Miles Garrett. These different facts different are coming out later.
Yeah, different
Why?
People are saying
wow.
this.
Different people. Huh?
Yeah, different people are saying it. They remember eyewitnesses.
Yeah, and he called me a racial slur.
What?
What did he call you?
He just called me a racial slur. Called me a sardine, which is probably something about being white.
No, saltine, not a sardine.
He called me a sardine.
He calls you a saltine.
Sardine, you're
it
silver?
It sounded like he said sardine, but
you're
just after
silver?
I got hit by the skateboard.
A saltine, he would be calling you cracker. So right. That would be a slur, but sardine?
Well, but it was another white guy.
Wait a minute.
Do Germans eat a lot of fish? Why would he call you a sardine?
Yeah, I thought he might call you the N-word. Nazi.
Jesus criminy. Joe Kelly has scabies. That came in on the text line. Is that Bill Belichick on Optima tax relief commercial during the break? I don't even know what you're talking
not.
About.
It's not him.
I'll listen now.
Is
I'll be
who?
Listening for it.
Is it Bill Belichick? No, he's not on the Optima tax relief commercial.
He sounds like
does he? I got to listen to it now.
Yeah, I was in a lot of trouble financially.
Yankees are eating crow now. We just got that text that came in.
Why are they eating crow now?
I don't know. Danielle is a real hero with her tweet instantly followed, ride or die. Oh, I don't know. What did Danielle say?
Danielle said ride or die?
No. This guy's saying she's a ride or die.
Oh, yeah.
With her man. Of course she is.
Let's see what Danielle tweeted. What is
Lance, whether the Astros should or shouldn't retaliate is irrelevant. The bottom line is this. Kyler Cole Murray is the greatest quarterback of all time. Well, Kyler Murray's going to have to prove that. And that is not what we're talking about right now. Hashtag Denver 7.
Oh, this is not the Daniela. That's not her. Daniela Rodriguez. No.
Daniela Correa.
Yeah.
Oh, she's Daniela Correa.
No, that girl's got a picture that.
No, that's not.
If you're a husband,
like, hey.
You don't want that showing up in the thing.
Hey.
Yeah. No.
Well, there's a lot of Daniela Correas.
Just put Carlos Correa wife Twitter.
No. Oh,
who are you? ABC 13?
Actually, she may have done it on Instagram.
Oh, my goodness. Did you just call her Carlos Correa's
wife? All right, let's see who finds it
fast
enough. I already found it. If you type in Daniela Rodriguez tweet, the first handle that comes up is hers. It says Daniela Correa, and then it has her full handle, which is Daniela RDZ 1. And she tweets out a picture of a baby licking, like a baby smushing its face against glass and just licking the glass. And then the next one is a Carlos Correa home run from that same game. So those are her tweets, I guess, in response to what happened yesterday.
I'm lost in this other Daniela Rodriguez. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You gotta get off that one. That
what, what is going on here? This is
that's not.
Yeah,
this is definitely not the same.
This is not. No,
unless
do
that's
not
Carlos
get caught
doing
up
that.
In that other Daniela Rodriguez. What no. the hell is going on there?
Your mans don't want this smoke, so please stop. Oh.
Oh, I love this hat. This is what we got to do. This is what we got. The LA lost again hat, like the Astros cheaters hats.
Yeah, but
with the H using the H.
Yeah, but let's just
I want one of these. Lost
that's
again.
Fine. Let's just try to beat them in a series.
What do you mean?
I don't want to make.
I remember 2017 beat their ass in a series.
Yeah, but I don't want to make hats after a 5-2 loss where Paredes can't get anyone out.
No. But well, the Astros haven't cheated for how long yet?
No, I know.
Trevor Bauer has the Astros cheat.
I just don't want to like have a look at my
it's
hat.
A great hat
after
hat,
a 5-2 loss.
Well, you always have the 2017. By the way, the Dodgers have lost multiple World Series without the yeah. Astros being involved.
This is lost again. So you know what they're going to do this year? Lose again.
That's what they do.
Yeah. L.A. lost again. Just like they're making up Astros cheaters hats. I want one of these L.A. hats.
They
lost again.
They don't exist yet. Someone's going to have to make them.
You got
to
make them. Who is this? Giannis. Get this done.
I wonder if Lids would do that for you. You buy an L.A. Dodger hat and then
well,
they
somebody
can,
did
no
the cheat.
Way.
Somebody did the cheat.
You mean Lids in Houston might?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe.
Can you customize them?
Well, they might say, we're really not supposed to customize anything that's officially licensed.
Yeah,
but,
they can.
Trevor Bauer did.
Don't tell them that I did it.
Trevor Bauer did.
Well, they
he
do.
Probably took it to a printing place.
Yeah, they usually let you print stuff on the back. I've never seen them mess with the actual logo of a team at Lids.
You'd have to go to a print shop.
Yeah, you'd have to do it there.
Get that done. I'll buy one. Are you kidding me? I'd love that hat. Lost again.
Would you actually wear a hat? You don't wear hats.
Yeah, I do. I've been playing golf.
Gotta
wear a hat. 844 ESPN 97.5. You know what? It's a little jab at the Dodgers.
Sitejab.com. They are the company that is, I don't know, if you want to make your own website that goes after Joe Kelly, they can make it for you. I don't know if that's, you know, smart business sense. I don't know if you're going to turn it into a business. Maybe you want to do some merchandise. I do know this much. Sitejab has been building customized websites or remodeling websites for Houstonians for 2 decades now. And this is very important for you to understand. Let's say you did a website in 2016. I guarantee you that, A, if you didn't have it professionally done, it could end up being an issue for you because it's going to look unprofessional. And there's a lot of people who are looking for business. I mean, looking for, you know, to sign up with a certain business, to use a business. But if they don't get a good vibe off the website, if they think it looks unprofessional or if it doesn't look like it's something that's top-notch and something that's with it and current, it can have a big subconscious effect on whether or not they're willing to trust that company. Sitejab has all kinds of services for you, including professional video production, lead generation, business consulting. But, you know, the main thing they do is build custom websites, and they do that within 3 to 6 weeks, either through Zoom or they can even meet you in person with all the safety standards certainly in place as well. Sitejab.com. Go to their website and schedule your consultation. It's who 97.5 trusts to get that job done. So many listeners have. You can too. Take your eyes on your website and turn them into real business leads at sitejab.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
8:47 here on The Bench. John and Lance with you, along with Dell. We are talking about, primarily the Houston Astros. They got into a little dust-up yesterday. No punches thrown. Nobody officially hit by a pitch, but it got a little ugly when fastballs are sailing over the head of or behind the neck of Alex Bregman, and what really set it off at the end of the inning was a comment about nice swing, B-word, to Carlos Correa after the pitcher Joe Kelly got him out with a 2-strike breaking pitch. And I'm telling you right now, this is going to be, and this is the lead story on ESPN. It's what we're talking a lot about. A lot of people are. And what you're really finding out, if you didn't know, is if you dig around on social media, there are zero people who will be in the Astros corner. So the best, their best, you know, their best defense is just beat other teams.
Beat them.
Beat other teams. Unfortunately, Justin Verlander's out right now, and we'll have to see how long that lasts. And you got a bullpen that doesn't have a lot of experience, and you only put two runs up yesterday against the Dodgers team. Look, that's a good Dodgers team. There's a reason they are, in many circles, the favorite to win it all. They've got good young starting pitching, although Walker Buehler, they chased him before. He didn't even get out of the he didn't even make it to, what was he, 4 1/3 when they chased him? So Walker Buehler got chased, which is good. And he's a talented young pitcher.
I think
pitcher.
Some of that might be that they're really
just holding off. I'm starting to wonder that, too, if teams, that,
yeah.
if the pitch counts on players like 70 now.
Yeah.
Especially after, Clayton Kershaw got hurt.
Yeah, right.
You know, David Price is in there. Got hurt.
So,
would you have left Fromber in, bases loaded, no outs?
In hindsight, it was a bad move. It was in hindsight. But look at the bullpen. Andre Scrub, Brandon Bielak. Nivaldo Rodriguez. Who's Nivaldo Rodriguez? Never heard of him. Blake Taylor, Enoli Paredes, Brian Abreu, Christian Javier, Brandon Bailey. All of these guys are pretty much... Brian Abreu has the most experience with like 4 games in his career. This is unbelievable. Christian Javier has 1 outing in his career. He's getting the start tonight.
But he was the minor league pitcher of the year.
Yeah.
For the Astros.
But he's got 1 appearance in his life in the majors, and he's getting the start tonight against the Dodgers. How long does he last? 2? Or are they going 1 inning for each guy?
No, I think he maybe goes 3. If you can get 3, you got to get 3.
I don't think so.
If you can get it, you got to get
it. When you use an opener, it's usually 1 inning.
Yeah, but to me, you can't have openers right now. Look how many pitchers you had to get to yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the 3rd straight day.
I'll tell you what. You need a big outing out of McCullers, and you need a big outing out of Greinke next time. You've got to get some innings out of your starters. You've got to.
Well, as long as
you can't keep going to this to these guys that are like,
oh, really? Because Greinke's on his 58 pitch count? Well, he wasn't that good. How many runs had he given up?
No, it's Greinke.
There was no reason that Greinke. I'll still stay by that. I don't care. Greinke's a veteran. Greinke doesn't throw with – I mean, Greinke's a guy who has been fairly healthy. Why in the world would Greinke have not thrown more innings?
You got 6 innings out of McCullers. That's your season high.
Yeah, the Josh James game.
He and Verlander got 6. You got 6
of them. Look how many straight games you've had.
Look at Verlander. He pitched 6 innings, and he's done for the year.
Probably.
But you gotta get some innings out of somebody, dude. You got McCullers is gonna have to come up with innings.
Let me ask you this.
Look at this.
Hold on. Let me ask you this.
Wow.
I'm gonna say something that will not be popular with baseball fans, but I think I'm gonna go Devil Rays here. I think at some point it might be smarter to throw an opener and try to get through the first and try to get 2 innings out of an opener and then come with Lance McCullers. Or then come with Zach Greinke and try to eat up a majority of the innings. Because you know what's going to be more important for the Astros, I think? 7-8-9, maybe 6-7-8-9. And if you can get through the opening lineup the first time they're seeing a pitcher, if you can get out of the first 2 innings and then you got McCullers to go 6, then you're looking at Osuna or Presley. Or maybe Lance McCullers is, you know, maybe you want to try to get through the heart of the lineup with one of your openers for 1 inning, just to eat it up early in the game and see if you can get your starters, you know, deeper in games. I know that's not going to be popular because it's not baseball convention, and we've all joked about that kind of stuff, but that might actually right now with the way you are, because it's like you're in bullpen games every game now is what it looks like.
You want that guy, though, with 1 major league appearance starting against their lineup, which is – listen – those guys might come in against 6-7-8 or 7-8-9 or, you know, 5-6-7 as opposed to starting a game against their first, second, and third hitters.
I know it's not preferable, but it's also not preferable to only get 5.5 innings out of your starter and have to go with the bullpen. That's just not – It's not season, not experience. What I'm saying is if you can steal one inning, just one inning, just look at what a big difference that makes.
Yeah, but I'd rather have McCullers facing the top of their order.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just saying late in the game, when guys have seen – I'd rather you see Lance McCullers
– him going for the second or third time?
For the second time in the seventh inning.
Really?
The second time in the fifth inning.
I don't know that I would rather have that.
By the way, it won't be the fifth inning. It'd be the fourth inning anyway when you'd see Lance McCullers again if he starts.
Yeah, I don't know.
The third time would be the sixth.
Sixth, yeah. I don't know that I want that in the eighth inning, them seeing Lance McCullers for the third time.
Do you want one of these pitchers? Do you want Scrub or Twalock,
as you mentioned, or Garbage?
Do you want any of these pitchers who you've never even seen before? If Rodriguez slapped you as hard as he could in the face, would you even be able to identify him as an Astros pitcher to the police?
No.
Yeah.
No, because he made
these guys.
He's another guy.
Other than
his
Abreu,
major league debut.
If any of these guys slapped you as hard as
they
could.
This guy was in single A last year. Oh my God, what are you doing? He's got to go in against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, you
in
know.
A season you think you got a chance to win a World
you're
Series.
You're
bringing in Nivaldo single A Rodriguez.
Now you know why.
Wow.
Now you know why Debo's still on the team.
What in the hell happened to our team?
Because Will Harris couldn't stay. They couldn't keep Will Harris.
Holy
crap. There's no Peacock.
Look at this. Davinsky, 13.50. Now Paredes has a 10.80.
Well, I mean, it's...
Joe Biagini, 13.50.
Well, it's beginning... Well, remember when the simulated season had how bad the Astros pitchers
were? Josh James, 9.0.
But this is the thing, though, John. If Urquidy gets back and you keep Fromber. Fromber really didn't look that bad.
No.
Fromber had some
Fromber's
nice...
actually, no.
He's no, a, Fromber not... was okay. If you get Josh James out of there and you put him in a bullpen, now all of a sudden your bullpen has more experience. It's got a punch-out pitcher that you can go to with the bases loaded as opposed to Paredes, who I like Paredes' stuff. He just was missing a little bit. And here's the other problem with Paredes.
I don't bring him in with the bases loaded.
Did you notice, though, even that tight little slider that moves slides across the plate, it's on one plane. Like, he's going to have to start altering his planes a little bit and start changing the eye level because everything was right there, belt level. His fastballs, his sliders, they were all on one plane. He's going to have to start working up and down in the zone because I don't care how fast he throws, they're going to start hitting him because they were getting good wood on the ball against him.
I don't like bringing in a guy making his second major league appearance against the Los Angeles Dodgers with the bases loaded.
So who would you have gone with?
Abreu.
That's the only guy you could think
of.
Right. There was nobody else.
There's
there
nobody. Or Cy Snead. I would have brought in Cy Snead. Of course, he pitched. I mean, you got very few options. This bullpen is unbelievable.
The night before,
from where you were.
The day before, Paredes pitched.
From where you were and your bullpen was with all the experience. So this is it now.
We talked about
it. Thanks, Joe Smith.
We talked about it, but just
experiencing
it.
Thanks, Ryan Pressly.
Just experiencing it is gross.
Need Joe Smith, where are you? Come on.
Where's Pat Neshek?
Pat Neshek? We don't need Pat Neshek.
Well, we just got Fernando Rodney.
We did. Who's older?
Fernando Rodney.
Fernando Rodney.
He's 43. There's no way Neshek is younger.
Somebody said.
I mean, older.
Is this true that Fernando Rodney pitched with Steve Avery? He was a teammate of Steve Avery's.
It's entirely possible. He probably came up. I mean, that was a live arm guy.
Steve Avery has kids in college.
Well, Fernando Rodney could too.
He absolutely could. 857 ESPN 97.5. Craig DeSurf has kids in college.
Yeah, he does. His son's actually a baseball player. And as a matter of fact, he's pitching now. Hurry up. We may need some help. But I can tell you this. You can talk some. That guy is all in with the Astros, and he has been a big supporter, and so has GMC. And you hear he's the one that Brucamani comes to for vehicles. And I know Altuve's gotten vehicles from him. Correa has gotten a couple vehicles for his parents. And the reason's very simple. Yeah, they're in Angleton, but they just get better deals. They get better deals and they get better customer service. When they need the folks at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC to deliver the brand new F-150 pickup trucks out there, the Chevy Silverado, whatever the case may be, the Silverado pickup trucks that are tricked out, when they need it delivered, that's what Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC does. But it's not just, you don't have to be a major league player. You don't have to be a World Series winner. You just have to be you. They take care of all customers like that. That's what they do. Their customer service index, which is a rating that's given out, is always at the very, very top. And when you go to LanceZCars.com, you can read up on their delivery to your door service at no additional cost. You can find it right there on the website. Employee pricing is still available, but you better get it now before it is gone. Check out all the inventory at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.